The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, and welcome to This Day in History class, a show that believes there's no time like the present to learn about the past. I'm Gabe Lousier, and in this episode, we're talking about a kidnapping in Greece that went from bad to worse the more the government got involved. The day was April 11th, 1870. Lord Muncaster of Britain and four other tourists were captured in Marathon, Greece by a gang of outlaws. The Greek pirates, or brigands, later demanded a 50,000 pound ransom for the release of the hostages, which included Lord Muncaster and three other British aristocrats, as well as an Italian nobleman. When the King of Greece flatly refused the demand, the kidnapping quickly spiraled into a major international incident, with Britain even threatening war. Jocelyn Pennington, aka Lord Muncaster, was a British soldier and Conservative Party politician with a seat in the House of Lords. In 1870, he embarked on a tour of Europe with his wife, Lady Muncaster, and six other traveling companions. They arrived in Athens, Greece, in early April, and on the morning of the 11th, they set out on a day trip to the site of the Battle of Marathon. It was a 25-mile journey by carriage through a mountainous region that was a notorious haven for bandits. As a precaution, the group's carriages were escorted by four mounted police and 12 foot soldiers. However, on their way back, the carriages got ahead of the marching soldiers and were ambushed in a ravine by about 20 armed brigands. Two of the mounted police were shot and killed, and the travelers were then forced out of their carriages and led deep into the mountains. A little while later, Lady Muncaster and the two other women in the party were released, along with the two surviving policemen. This group of five was sent to deliver the brigands' ransom demands to the Greek government, while Lord Muncaster and the other four hostages remained behind. While they waited, Muncaster and the other hostages negotiated with their captors, eventually convincing them to lower the ransom from 32,000 English sovereigns to 25,000 pounds, the equivalent of more than 1.5 million pounds today. In addition, they also wanted amnesty for their entire group. With a new set of terms decided, Lord Muncaster was sent after his wife with the updated proposal, and the bandits' hostage count dwindled to just 4. The kidnappers were led by Takos Arvanitakis, and they were no strangers to capturing and ransoming tourists. And since they were such seasoned pros, they were reportedly pretty laid back about the whole thing, at least as far as captors go. For example, Frederick Viner, the youngest of the hostages at 23, is said to have joined his kidnappers in several competitions, including foot races and boulder tossing. However, once the ransom demands were delivered to the Greek government, the positive mood soured fast. The government agreed to pay the bandits £25,000, but they said amnesty was not an option under Greek law. When the brigands heard how readily the ransom was accepted, they concluded that their hostages must be relatives of Queen Victoria, and were therefore worth an even larger sum. So with amnesty off the table, the kidnappers decided to go for broke and up their demand to £50,000. Queen Victoria followed the negotiations closely and was annoyed by how long it was taking the Greek government to deal with a simple gang of bandits. This put King George of Greece in an awkward spot. He didn't want to establish the precedent of giving in to kidnappers, but he also didn't want England to think that he wasn't doing everything possible to free their citizens. Trying to save face on both accounts, the king made a somewhat misguided compromise. He refused to pay the £50,000 ransom, and instead offered to exchange himself in return for the hostages. Of course, the brigands wanted money, not more hostages, and especially not one with as much heat as a king. They rejected the offer and negotiations came to a standstill. At that point, about a week into the ordeal, the Greek government decided to try a more direct, but no less misguided, tactic. It dispatched a group of soldiers to Delesi, the coastal town in eastern Boeotia, where the hostages were being held. The troops tracked down the bandits, surrounded their hideout, and prepared to lead a daring rescue. They had been instructed not to shoot unless first fired upon themselves. But when the soldiers sighted the brigands, some of them immediately opened fire. In the ensuing panic, some of the brigands were shot and others were captured, but most, including Arvanitakis, managed to escape. As for Frederick Viner and his 3 fellow hostages, they were all shot dead amidst the confusion. It's unclear whether they were killed by their captors or by the friendly fire of their would-be rescuers, but either way, it was the worst possible outcome for nearly everyone involved. The ugly incident became known across Europe as the Delesi Massacre, and both the British Parliament and the Queen herself condemned the Greek government for its botched response. As public outrage grew, England began to threaten war with Greece unless the country cracked down on its bandit problem. Greece complied, and several of the bandits involved in the kidnapping were arrested, tried, and executed. Arvanitakis was eventually killed as well, and the number of kidnappings in the country drastically declined in the following years. These actions alone probably would have been enough to ease international tensions, but it didn't hurt that Russia came to Greece's defense. The prospect of taking on both nations at once put everything in perspective, and England's talk of war quickly ceased. Several months after the Delesi massacre, a photo titled "The 7 Heads of the Greek Brigands" began to circulate across Europe. The stereoscopic photo showed the severed heads of 7 executed bandits, which had been put on public display in Athens earlier that year. When viewed through a stereoscope, the image appeared in 3D, making it seem like the men's heads were right in front of you. According to the letter of the law, the brigands' punishment was justified. But by immortalizing their suffering as a gruesome souvenir, the public demonstrated the same inhumanity as those who would bargain for men's lives. I'm Gabe Lousier, And hopefully, you now know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can learn even more about history by following us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at TDIHCShow. And if you have any comments or suggestions, you can always send them my way at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks to Chandler Mays for producing the show, and thank you for listening. I'll see you back here again tomorrow for another day in history class.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.